This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Agatavach. Okay, we're continuing in Mishabura Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Nun Gimel. Siman Nun Gimel. Sif Tesvav. Shliach Tzibur Kavua Yard Lifnei Ateva Me'atzmai. V'layam Tin Sheyem Rulai. A set Shliach Tzibur goes down before the Amar on his own. And he doesn't wait that they should tell him, says Mishnah Berura. V'loy yamtin sharei kvar minu lazeh. They already appointed him, so he doesn't have to get official request. Therefore, the Beis Yosef says he shouldn't wait. Not only does he not need to, he shouldn't wait. Because if he waits, it's like he's not relying on the tzibur. Okay, Sif Tez Zayin. Mishen Shel Tzibur Kavua. Someone who's not a set Shel Tzibur, Tzarch Lesarev Ma'ad Koidim Shel Lefnei Ateva. He needs to demur and turn down a little bit before he goes to the Amud. V'lo Yosemidai, not too much. Elapam Rishayna Masarev. The first time he says, nah. Sheyomer Loi Pam Shnia. When they tell him the second time, he should prepare himself as if he wants to go. If the person who asks him is a great person, he doesn't refuse at all. It says in Mishnah Berura, Lasarev. Interestingly, the Eishel Avram Buchach says this din of deferring in the beginning, this doesn't apply if they ask you to daven psukei dezimra or slichos, because it's only if they ask you to be a shatz for Shemoneh Esrei or the Megillah. However, not for psukei dezimra or slichos. What if in a place there's no official gabbai? Say Shavram says, then you could go up on your own. As long as you know that Tzibur is not Makbid. Also, let's say there's nobody more fitting. The Eishel Avram says that you should not defer because it looks like it's Gaiva. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Shliach Tzibur, Shlei Ratzel Yisoid Shliach Tzibur. Shliach Tzibur, who doesn't want to be Shliach Tzibur anymore. V'kiblu Acher B'mekaymai. And they accepted someone else in his place. Ein Tzarch Rishus. He doesn't need permission. Kivan Shabiyadai Oidliya Shliach Tzibur. So in other words, the first Shliach Tzibur, he doesn't want to serve anymore. And they receive someone else, he doesn't need Rishus. It sounds like the first guy doesn't need Rishus, the guy who didn't want to be Shliach Tzibur anymore. Because he could still be Shliach Tzibur. V'davka me'akolein tzarch Rishus al me'ashel tzibur sheni. But from the new Shliach Tzibur, Tzarach Lita Rishos. He asked that, asked permission. Ken Kasa B'Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu. L'fi Mash V'Yan V'Alacha Gam Shliach Tzibur Kazet Tzarach Lita Rishos Metchila. Even such a Shliach Tzibur needs Rishos in the beginning. Klal, why don't you refuse someone who is a great person? The In Mesarvin L'Gadol, there's a rule, you don't turn down a great person. Because of atoys is soy per exandip, sachem the vargasus asrara, when it comes to some kind of matter of arrogance or rulership, in other words, when it comes to power, filu ha'aymer layu adam gadol yisarif, even if the person who tells you is an adam gadol, you should sort of turn it down at first. Okay. Sif Yud Zayin. Im Tashliach Tzibur. The Shel Tzibur made a mistake. Utsrichen Lahamid Acher Tachtav. You have to appoint someone in his place. Oyse Shamidim Tachtav Lo Yisarev. The one who they appoint should not turn it down. Basically, if they had to remove a Shliach Tzibur and appoint someone instead, so the one that they appointed instead should not refuse. Sif Yud Ches. Ha'omer Eini Yari Lefnei Ateva Memnei Shabigdei We just had this in Mishnah Yom, it's Masechta Megillah Daf Chav Dalet. Someone who says, I'm not going to go down before the Amud in colored garments, I'm Ibnei Shebaraglai Sandal, or because I'm wearing sandals, then not only he can't serve at all, Lo Yered Ba'Oisa Tefillah Kal, he cannot serve in that tefillah at all. Ibnei Shedarcha Api Karsim Lahakbid Bekach. It's a derech of api karsim to be makbid on this. Chashin on shem api karsis nizrukabai. We're afraid maybe he became an api kairis, or at least some api karsis got thrown into him. Hagav afilum noisin amas l'dvarav loy mahani. Even if he gives an excuse for his words, it doesn't help. Says the Mishnah Berurah lo yered. Vafilu imhu mischarid acher kach. Even if he regrets what he said, va'omer harini oved oiver b'tzvam. He says, never mind. I'll serve in colored garments. Lo yishav kinala, we don't let him. Ba'isa tefila, dekivan shlo yishamanu mimene behedya divi api karsos. Why only that tefila? Why don't we permanently take him down? Because since we didn't hear explicit api karsos, da'i lachosh alideza lo yishav tefila levad. It's enough to be suspect for that tefila alone. Amasla, even if he gives an excuse, let's say he says, he said this to honor Hashem. He really feels he should wear white clothing. Since the tzibur asked him to daven in colored, he should not have refused it. Kiman de midina mutter. Since midin it's permitted. Kasav apri chadash. Davka im acher kach amar hamasla. That this that an excuse doesn't help is if he gave it after. But if right away when he was asked to serve in colored garments, he said the reason it's not honor to Hashem kiim bilavanim only by wearing white garments. Yere, then he should go down ayin sham. Okay, let's start sif yud tes. Yesh moinim ger miliyash shliach tzibor. Some say, or some prevent a ger from davening for the amud, v'nidchu devrayim, but their words are pushed off. Says the Mishnah Berurah, miliyo shliach tzibur, lefi shlo yuchal loymer elokei aviseinu. Because he can't say, elokei aviseinu, avokshu mispalo beinoi lebein atzmoi, yoymer elokei avos Yisrael. Because there's such an opinion that he's not able to say this, Rabbeinu Yoina, the Ran, the Ramban, the Raj, Rabbeinu Yoina. These great Rishonim hold this way. V'nidchu devrayim. Dehu yachaloy margam keino l'kei aviseinu. He's allowed to say, and the God of our forefathers. The Avram nikra avam goyim. Avram is called the father of the multitude of nations. He taught the whole world belief in God. Shliach tzibur mamzer. What about a shliach tzibur mamzer? Taloi b'machloikes a mamzer kasher lichtov tefillin. It's going to depend on whether a mamzer can write tefillin. King kasev shur kinesek do alafiza. Lamagin avram b'sim lam tesh kasev shemadak mashu the mutter lichtov tefillin mutter liyos shatz. What about to be a shatz during Yom Neraim? Should not be. Everyone agrees it's a gnai. Amnam b'sefer perkei yoyse b'yarder reish p'av masik shil tzibur lo yia utfun shikasav k'sherim. The chida says no, it's not dependent on whether he could write tefillin. He could be a shil tzibur, but he should not write tefillin. Let's go a little bit further. Afilu yachid yachal la'akei v'loimar ini roitzei shepleni yechazen. Even an individual could say, you know, Ploini, Ruvain, I don't want him to be a chazan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yachal la'akev be'ez ha'hesmanos. Let's say like this. They're appointing a new shliach tzibur. And there's a vote. And one guy says, look, I don't want it. Even though you have a 99 out of the 100 people say they want this guy, one guy could prevent him. V'atam sharia tefilas b'makam ha'tmidim tiknam. Tefila is b'makam the tamid. V'chol Yisrael yesh lam chelek b'tmidim. Every Jew has a chelek in the Talmud. who could be makriv a carbon without his das? Imloy shikvar hiskam alav, unless he agrees. Va'az ein yachid v'gam chatzik kol yicham lahavirai. The din is, once everyone agreed, then one person and even half the tzibur cannot turn around and say, no, we don't want him. Afilu writes some litin leischar mashlam, even if they want to pay him off completely. Kivan shalayasa shalaykagin, he didn't do anything wrong. Avaroiva kol yichem laviray. The majority of the tzibur could remove him. Im noisnei leischar mashlam, if they pay him in full. V'achshav reshus avirak biyad shivas toivei ha'er. Nowadays, there is reshus to remove him, even the seven leaders of the city, ay hanivrarim, or the designated board members, each and every place in accordance with what the rule of that place is. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Bez Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow in Sivkata Nun Beis. I wish everyone a wonderful day. Bracha v'hatzlacha. You want to ask something? Sorry, I think maybe my volume is... Yeah.
Two small questions. This last thing we just did, if a single person wants to go against and say, I don't want this, so he should be included in the carbon tumble. Why is it a problem for everybody? He's separating himself from the tzibur.
Well, I have a chilek, the guy can say, look, I have a chilek in the tefillah. So you can't appoint someone against my will, because it's everybody. It belongs to me. The tefillah belongs to me. So if it belongs to me, it has to be with my consent. The person davening is bringing a carbon for me. I don't want him to.
Yeah. If I didn't afford it, then it's going to work.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the thing that the Mechaber brought, is about the Shreit Tzvuin,
yeah.
The Tandel, is that Dafka, those things? What if a person says, I'm not dressed properly, I don't want to go out, but I'm not wearing a jacket, or something like that?
That's okay. It's specifically these things that were things that Abi Carson would possibly be makbid on, to wear, not to wear colored or to wear sandals. But if it's like a guy says, look, I don't want to daven, you know, I'm wearing shorts, there's halachic basis not to daven that way. Yeah, these things are specific examples of things that Abi Carson might be makbid on. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.